Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
All right, well, Abraham Cox, Casey Cunningham, how are you today?
Casey, I'm doing great. Hope you are. Appreciate you having me today.
I am. What a blessing to spend some time with you. And congratulations, by the way, because I believe you're now the head of production for the BB&T SunTrust merger, now called Truist. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah. As of December 6th, we had the opportunity to combine two phenomenal companies together to form Truist. And I feel blessed to be part of the team. Excited we get to do what we do every day. It's a real blessing. Yes.
Listen, you are highly respected, so I was so excited when I heard that you landed where you did in your responsibility. So I'm going to imagine, since you're dealing with the merger of two very large and established organizations, that you have a lot on your plate. In the midst of chaos in our country and some things that could be a distraction, what's your greatest priorities right now, and what are you working on?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so... where to start would be the one way to answer that question. But I would, there's a lot going on right now. I would say priority one over the last few months is, like a lot of the really great executives you've been interviewing have talked a lot about, you and I were chatting, is, you know, we've been focused first and foremost on adapting to COVID, the pandemic, and just trying to make sure that, you know, we first keep our teammates safe. And we work really hard and have really good collaboration across the company and within mortgage. And, you know, effectively 100% of our team is now working with alternative work strategies, working from home. We've been doing that for over 2 months. And so we've been really focused on making sure our team is safe. We also have been, like a lot of others, really trying to really adapt to a lot of the changes been coming out related to the pandemic and trying to adapt to process, program changes, and just making sure that we're thoughtful and strategic about navigating this environment so that we can continue to, again, support our team, but also help our clients in this environment. And certainly fortunate that for mortgage, it is an environment where the demand for our product with really low rates is really high. And so we have the opportunity to support as many clients as we possibly can throughout the mortgage business. And so, you know, we've been working really hard and been able in a short amount of time to roll out a variety of enhancements to help our clients and help our team be successful. And then I would say lastly, you know, as we've kind of adjusted to life in a remote home environment, and I have never in my life worked from home other than at night and on the weekends. And so it took a little adjustment, but as we kind of got into somewhat settled state, now we're really focused on how can we help our team to execute? How can we help them? And while they're working from home, family, a lot of uncertainty, but how can we support our team and create an environment so we're in really close contact, really close communication, and we're there to help our team. And then once you kind of get past that, we are very hard at work on integration, and so we're working really hard to integrate, you know, SunTrust, the BB&T mortgage business together throughout this year and into next year, and that's everything from products and process, you name it, and technology, and we're making good progress there, but a lot of hard work, a lot more work to go.
Well, I can't even, you know, literally with everything you just said, it's interesting to me because you said everybody's working from home now, right? Of course we all are. Prior to the pandemic, prior to all of us working from home, because we were working from home on occasion, my mentality, I'm from the old school. I like to be in the office with people, thinking it just makes for a better community and a culture. I've changed my position slightly about the whole work from home. Where I think it's a real plausible way to create even a better culture from the standpoint, better balance, everybody's connected, because I have local and, of course, remote. What's your position right now about the new normal once we go back? Are you thinking allow people to continue the remote?
Yeah, I think, so I would agree with you. I think one, it has gone way better, significantly better than would have thought or imagined. And in some ways, you know, with our leadership team from an origination sales perspective, the environment we've been in, having to work really closely together, very intentionally, very intensely, multiple touch points throughout the day, has really kind of helped bring our team, our leadership team together, and really helped to solidify and continue to build on the culture of Truist as we know it. We've also seen productivity increase. I know some folks you've been talking to have talked about that in their organizations, but we've seen productivity hold up really well. We've also kind of been able to test in areas that were maybe a little reserved or not comfortable in looking at a remote strategy or alternative strategy, and that's gone really well. And so we've already adjusted some of the policies around allowing our teammates to work remote. And then I think, you know, I didn't mention it, but one of the things we're working on now across the enterprise and also within mortgages, hey, as the company starts to reopen, how do we think about reopening and returning into the office, into the branch settings, et cetera, in a safe way? And I think part of that will be we've got teams and positions that the teammate enjoys working remote. They're really productive, and it actually works really, really well. And I had vision that we'll have a lot more flexibility than we've had in the past. And but I also think there's roles where, you know, it might be nice to work from home 2 days a week, but the job, the role, the way you need to engage within your particular responsibilities, accountabilities, still has a lot of need to do it face-to-face and in offices, et cetera. And so I think it'll be a great opportunity to really adapt and try to really put our teammates in a position so that they can be most successful in an environment that works for them.
What do you think, when you look at the future, giving that flexibility, do you think, based on your experience, are people moving on a go-forward basis, are they going to have better connection to the culture? Or do you feel like you're going to compromise that at all by giving that flexibility?
Well, it's a good question. And I would, you know, I think as I think about culture and as we talk about culture at Truist, culture is foundational to what we do. I mean, it is without a strong, healthy culture, you know, we will not perform in the manner we would like to. We will not support our clients and our team and do the right things. And so I would say, Casey, we can't allow, if we have alternative work strategies and we're working remotely in a lot of areas where we used to, we can't allow that to get in the way of having a really strong culture around what we do and making sure that we're able to inspire and build better lives and communities, that we're able to help our teammates, our clients really well through touch and technology, and then we're also able to help really make an impact from our stakeholders. And we can still go about our work as one team. We talk a lot about kind of what are the values that, you know, at Truist and mortgage and across the enterprise that are really important to us that really helps to drive the culture. And so that's, you know, kind of working together as one team. We can't be successful without a team. Really coming from a place of caring is really, really important in making sure that we're helping, you know, our team, we as well as leaders can be successful but happy. And I think that's really important. And we've got to, while we have advances in technology, allow us to maybe sit somewhere where we didn't used to or work from home, we've still got to make sure that our culture is supportive of what we want to do and helping our clients and doing all we possibly can.
All right, so let me end with a quick question. It's an easy one. What's your most important attribute of leaders that you select to work for you?
Great question. And without good people, we're going to have a hard time. And I would say blessed to have a phenomenal leadership team and just work with really people. And I've had the great fortune to work with a lot of really good people over 20 plus years with the organization. You know, I would say, so there's two things. Two instead of one. Okay. I look for people who can connect well, and you know what you see is what you get. They're transparent, and you know they live by the golden rule. They do unto others as they would have them kind of do unto you. So they're really good at what they do. They may be intent, but you know, they're a good person and they come at issues or their work in that manner. And then lastly, I would say, especially right now, one thing we're talking a lot about, and I heard a great Andy Stanley quote, and I thought it summarized really well the, you know, the issues we've been dealing with as a country in the last week or so, and also COVID and the pandemic. But the quote was, voice is more important than message, and presence is more important than presentation. Some of the stuff we're dealing with right now, you don't have the exact answers for how long this is going to take or what is exactly the thing, how we're going to deal with it, but, you know, but you're going to deal with it over time, but we've got to be present and we got to listen and be there for our team. And so I think that's another set of qualities to me that are really important. You know, in addition to somebody's trustworthy and they treat people like you want to be treated, but they approach their team and the people they work with in that manner. And I think, you know, that's somebody that I want to work with. And I think that's somebody who's a good leader.
Outstanding. Well, listen, thank you so much for the little bit of time I had with you today. There's no doubt that we'll be watching Truist as you come together, right? When's the final launch, if you will, when Truist will be the name as opposed to the two separate entities?
Yeah, so great question. So one, the plan is sometime in 2021, kind of third quarter, when you would see the official conversions of the core systems and operating platforms, and the names on the building will change to Truist. And so a lot will happen between then and there. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going on in mortgage in advance of that. That's when kind of the Truist name will totally come to life and you'll see it out in the marketplace. And we're looking forward to that. But I really appreciate the opportunity to come and catch up. Glad you're doing well. Wish you and your team a lot of success in this environment, and look forward to talking soon.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again for your time, and look forward to 2021 and seeing that big name.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/insidethemortgagemind.